Isaiah chapter 9. Who gives good gifts? The Lord, the Most High God, right? He's the best. I'm not a good gift giver. I try, put my heart into it, but I'm just really not that good. But the Lord, He gives us that best gift. Amen? Amen. Father God, we just love You and we praise You, Lord. Thank You that Your will is going to be done in this church service, Lord. Thank You for Your anointing presence, Lord God. Father, thank You that we are a group of hungry folks. We are hungry for Your word. We are hungry to grow in Your word. We're hungry to grow in relationship with You, Lord. Thank You for Your strength and Your encouragement and Your peace. Those of us that have been going through physical battles, mental battles, financial struggles, those of us that are, our hearts are just hurting this morning, Lord, just strengthen us, Lord God. Thank You for Your peace. We love You, Lord. We love You, Lord. Everyone say, I love You, Jesus. Okay. Amen. Amen. Did you mean it? When you said it, did you mean it? We have a countless oodles and oodles of reasons to be thankful. Amen. So, Isaiah 9 and verse 6. Did I tell y'all to turn there? I am now if I didn't. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Give him some glory. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. This is what it's all about, man. This is what Christmas is all about. This is the best news you have ever received. Amen. This is amazing. This is world changing. This is life changing. And this is for me and this is for you. Raise your hands if you are thankful that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin in a stable, in a barn in Bethlehem and died on a cross in Jerusalem for you and me. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you guys, I always struggle with this because it's really hard for me to convey how important this is. And I know you guys know how important this is, but as I've been reading this, there's just this fire inside me about what God has done for us. Amen. And I just want you guys to receive it this morning, man, that you are blessed, man. You are blessed. You are blessed like no one else on the face of the earth. We belong to the Lord. Amen. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. God saw the biggest need in the entire universe. Amen? See, this gift isn't just for a select few. This gift is for all humanity. Amen? For to us, you see that right there? For to us, Romans 5 and verse 12. Look right there at the monitor. Okay. Because you might say, well, this is nice. This is great. But I'm a good person. I don't really need this gift. I appreciate your Jesus. I respect your Jesus. Okay. But I don't really need your Jesus. Have you ever heard anybody ever come across like that? Like, that's okay for you. Okay. But I'm a good person. And us that know the truth, we're like, good person. Compared to what? Compared to who? You know what I mean? Because we know that standard is perfection. The standard is Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? And ain't none of us anywhere near that. Amen? Romans 5 and verse 12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man. Everyone say, thanks, Grandpa Adam. You know what, though? But we would have dropped the ball, too. You know what I mean? Let's be honest in church. Raise your hands if you're for honesty in church. That's good. We're moving forward then. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. Okay? So nobody's innocent. We've all blown it. That's a big, big problem, man. That is the problem of the ages right there. Sin entered the world through Adam, through Eve. Right? And then death is right there with it. Not just physical death. That's pretty crummy. You know what I mean? Who likes the aging process that you're currently going through? Who's digging on it, man? Like the hair in all the weird places. James, you can't even talk about it yet. You know what I mean? Just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. All the hair and the ears and, man, this morning I was shaving and, oh my gosh. I was shaving, and men, you'll know what I'm talking about when you're a certain age. And man, we just have to deal with this. But I thought for a second I had one of those. I had one of those nose hairs. Not the nose hairs that everybody gets, but the nose hair, man. You know what I'm talking about, man? The hair that grows out of the front of your face on your nose. I was like, what is this? What in the world? Oh my gosh. I thought I had at least a decade before I had to start worrying about these. But you know what? Thank you, Jesus. God is good. It was just a little speck from somewhere else. It wasn't even that. But I remember seeing that. I was like, oh my gosh, it's come to this already. So I'm not real hip on the aging process, you know, but it is what it is, man. This is the ride we're on. Amen. But it's going to get real good, Bobby Jean Joyner. Everyone's thinking about my nose hair, right? That's okay. That's okay. I am up here for your enjoyment. My life is an open book. I have photos. Can we get the close up, Billy Joe, of the nose? Okay. Any old hoot diddly do. So God is good. What are we talking about? Let me just read this verse. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, that's not just talking about that aging process, that physical death. I mean, that's no fun, right? But that's talking about that spiritual death, man, that separation from our Creator for all eternity. That is horrible. Amen? But that's waiting for us unless we accept this precious gift that was given to us. Amen? It's there for the taking. Amen? Wake up. Can I get a witness? Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people. See? No one's immune to that, man. There's nobody perfect. No matter how cute your grandbaby is or your nephew is or your little baby, no matter how cute and how special they are to you, they ain't perfect. Amen? It's the truth. It's the truth. My little Gracie, man, last night she was stealing potato chips. Right in front of me. Mm-hmm. She did. Yep. She was slowly grabbing the potato chip bag. Rachel Jean was like, you need to eat your hamburger. Take a bite of your hamburger. Because we're all about health up there at the Real House. You need to eat your hamburger. And she was looking at Rachel, and she was sticking her hand in that bag. Slowly, she's like, I'm about to get me another potato chip. I never had to teach her to be deceptive, man. I never had to teach her to be rebellious. That was Rachel's job. No, I'm playing. God is good. Tell the truth. I'm saying, man, ain't nobody immune to it. But see, God loves us, man. He did something amazing for us. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people, all of us, because all sinned. It's bad news. Would y'all agree that's kind of bad news? Yeah, it is. Romans 6:23 starts off with some bad news. And I know you guys already know this verse, but this is such an awesome verse for me on the Romans road. I really love this verse, guys. It is so powerful. If you don't know it, you should know it. For the wages of sin is death. Do you guys know that already? For the wages of sin is death. That's what you're earning, man. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ, man, you are piling up a ton of back pay, man, for all eternity. You know what I'm saying? That's not good. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. Merry Christmas. For the gift of God. I won't say that again. I want everyone to say, Merry Christmas. Okay. For the gift of God. Merry Christmas. All right. It's a boy. Okay. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Man, see, I get really excited about that. That just makes me want to go crazy, knock stuff over, knock the bottle over, because I've been chewing on this for a few hours, and this is so awesome. Forget the fact that you know all this stuff already. Let it sink in, let it hit you in the belly. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen? Okay, we were doomed, man. That's what I'm trying to say. We were doomed. There was no way out of this without Jesus Christ. but he was given to you and me. Amen? For to us. Aren't you glad the Lord doesn't play favorites? For to us a child is born. Now look at that. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For to us a child is born. What is that talking about? That's talking about the seed of a woman. That's talking about the humanity of Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? This is where it gets really confusing, and it's hard for us to understand. And in reality, we can't quite completely get it. Our brains aren't big enough to get this. But Jesus Christ was 100% man, 100% human. Are you with me so far? But he was also 100% God. And that's what this verse is telling us right here. For to us, a child is born. Amen? God don't die. You guys understand that? You get that? He had to become like us to be able to die for us. But that's how much he loved us. Amen? Let's think about that, man. Jesus Christ, God. You see what I'm saying? God. The heavens are his throne and the earth is his footstool. The heavens cannot contain his glory. Amen. He cannot be stuffed into a temple. The whole world is full of his glory. You see what I'm saying? But he sat in a little girl's lap in human form for you and me. Isn't that awesome? That's love right there, man. That is love. Okay. All right. Philippians 2 and verse 7. Let's go. Oh, it's right there. Awesome. Philippians 2 and verse 7. But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. This is talking about Jesus Christ. But emptied himself. I like what the NIV says right here. The NIV says, made himself nothing. God. Big God. Humanity has a really bad problem. The sin problem. Taking us to nowhere good. Because our payday for our sin is what? Death. Amen? Y'all with me? But God made himself nothing. Put himself in flesh, into a little baby. Amen? But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant. Isn't that awesome? By taking the form of a servant, showed us how to live. He didn't just die for us and take away our sins, but he showed us how to live. He showed us how to live that life that can please the Lord. Amen? Taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. I don't know. It's just really awesome. Really awesome. Are y'all excited this morning? I know everybody's thinking about Christmas shopping and all that stuff, but this is where it's at. You don't have to be stressed out about the perfect gift or none of that, because the perfect gift's already been given. Amen. We need to enjoy this time of year. And this is the best time to witness. Amen. This is the best. It's the easiest. Let me say it like this. It's the easiest time. It's always a good time to witness, and we should always witness. Our lives should be a witness. Amen. But this is the easiest time of the year right here where you can talk about Jesus. You know what I mean? I'm just saying maybe we should think about that a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know, Brother Rick. God's good. That's all I'm trying to say. For to us a child is born, for to us a son is given. So a child is born, 100% man, born of a woman, but to us a son is given. That's talking about the deity right there. Man, isn't that awesome? A son is given. God gave his only begotten son. Amen. For you and for me. We have this massive problem. This massive problem that will send us to hell. We are sending ourselves to hell. Amen. But God said, you know what? I love you. I love you. I love the world. You know, I'm proud to be an American. Everybody. I am proud to be an American. And I am. I really, really am. But you know what? Jesus loves the little boy running around naked in Mogadishu just as much as he loves your little kid. You know what I mean? He loves the world. Amen? He does not love you more than he loves the little baby that's starving to death right now in North Korea. You see what I'm saying? For God so loved the world. This gift is for everybody. Amen? For God so loved the world, John 3:16, everybody knows it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Well, what's the big deal? If we accept Jesus Christ, we are all his, we are all the Lord's children, right? Well, see, Jesus, without Jesus Christ, we could not be in that family. We wouldn't be saved without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, that only begotten son, unique in privilege, unique in rank, unique in authority, the only one, 100% man, 100% God, that could lay down his life and wash away all our sins. Amen? Oh my goodness gracious. Just start shaking people. Oh my gosh. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. So all I have to do is just believe in this Jesus Christ? That's not what it's saying. Is that what it's saying? Because the demons believe. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe I just did that. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't know. The demons believe and tremble. We have to believe it. We have to accept it. You know what I mean? But this is the biggest gift ever given for the biggest problem in the universe of all mankind. In our lives, our world is forever changed because of this precious gift. So what I'm trying to say is we really need to get excited about that. Amen. I know that there are people in here with you right now that their worlds have been turned upside down this last year. Crazy things have happened to a lot of people in here. But you know what? God is still good, man. He's still good. He's still faithful. And everything, this is for somebody, everything that Satan has worked so hard to steal from you this year, he is going to have to repay back many, many times over within the next year. Thank you, Lord. All right. Ooh, dog. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Isn't that wonderful? Eternal life. That's a pretty good deal, right? Because my life, what I'm doing, eternal darkness, separation from my Creator forever and ever and ever, weeping and gnashing of teeth. The alternative is absolutely horrible. It's like imagine the worst thing you could ever imagine and then understand you can't even begin to imagine how horrible it would be. You know what I mean? And then on the other end of the spectrum, God, we can't even describe or begin to fathom how amazing God has. It's going to be rad. All God's people said, it's going to be rad. Yeah, give them some praise, man, because we're going to be there. Soon, we're all going to be there, man. That's exciting. Especially if North Korea don't stop working on their missiles and all that. Oh, it doesn't matter. God is good, right? Okay. Let's go to the next slide. The deity. God gave his son. Talk about the shepherds for a second. All we're talking about this morning, we're focusing on this one verse in Isaiah. About what God has done for us, man. This awesome gift. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Luke 2 and verse 9. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Who? Talking about the shepherds now, okay? Everybody with me? And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were filled with fear. Now I know 6 years in a row, probably, some give or take. Yeah, probably. I know I've read this verse at least 6 times over the last 6 years. But this is one of those awesome Christmas verses that I cannot read where I just kind of chuckle inside. It's one of these cool little stories right here. If we can put ourselves in the shoes or the sandals, right? or whatever they were wearing. In the sandals of these shepherds, man. You know what I mean? Out there, this dead-end job. All alone. You know what I mean? Dark. And then an angel of the Lord appears to them, and the glory of the Lord shout, you know, it's just all of a sudden. I mean, that would freak anybody out. Right? except for our veterans. VLC loves our veterans. No, then we do. But, I mean, listen, man, you're all, dude, there was no street lights or anything like that. These guys are out in the fields and the hills with all the sheep and all that. And I mean, I just imagine if it was me and I'm watching these sheep and it just a dude, a guy comes up behind me or something's like, hey, Paul, or I got good news for you. Man, I'd be, you know, swinging my staff. I'd go crazy. Do you know what I'm talking about? You get spooked. Okay. But imagine an angel appears and then all of a sudden it's like that bolt of lightning thing where you can see daylight at nighttime. Freaky. All God's people said freaky. Maybe I'm making too much out of it. I don't know. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. But do you get it? Do you see why they were fearful? Because when I was a kid, I really didn't get it. I was like, well, it's an angel. What's there to be afraid about? You know what I mean? This is good news. He's going to do something good. But man, I don't know. Let's just move forward. Okay. And they were filled with fear. Verse 10, and the angel said to them, fear not. That's good. That's good news, ma'am. Give them some praise right now. Y'all are like, I don't know why we're giving them some praise. Fear not. I don't know, but hopefully he'll tell us. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. That's awesome. That's awesome because there's that precious gift that we've been talking about for the last few minutes right there. For all people, okay, it's for everybody. You know what I mean? And there's that sin problem that I don't have to worry about anymore. I don't have to worry about my future. I don't have to worry about my destiny. I can have peace. I can even have joy when the doctor gives me a bad report. When all this craziness is going on in my life and I don't know what's going to happen next week, man, I can have that joy of the Lord because I'm focusing on Him. Amen. I don't have to have fear, right? God doesn't want me to have fear. Amen. Okay, let me explain it to you like this. Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith. That's awesome. There's that gift for the taking. And then we activate our faith and accept that gift because some people, maybe some people in here, I don't know, I hope not. But maybe some people in here have never actually accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. You know what I mean? There might be somebody in here that thinks this is just rubbish. I hope not. And I hope and pray that the Lord will convict you. You know what I'm saying? But there's that precious gift. And I don't have to have fear. Amen? No matter what happens with the North Koreans or what happens, stock market, fill in the blank, whatever's freaking you out at night. You know what I mean? You don't have to have fear. Because I belong to the Lord. Amen? Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. There's that gift, Jesus Christ. So, are you blessed? You know you are. Well, if I don't get my Christmas bonus, then my check's going to bounce where I was going to buy the swimming pool. It doesn't matter, man. You're blessed. If you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're blessed, man. All right, okay. Let's keep going. Y'all are getting grumpy. For unto you is born. Okay, ooh. A little parallel there. For to you is born. So that's that child is born. That's the seed of the woman. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Amen. Give him some praise. Christ the. There we go, ma'am. That's the deity right there. We have something to be excited about. Amen? So, the city of David, the Savior's born. This is so awesome, man. God is, raise your hands if you think God is smart. Yeah. Dude, he invented that word. God is like super smart, like way smarter than me. Like, he's so smart that he said, Paul, I'm going to give you a microphone and I'm going to let you talk to people. Because see, in like reality, That doesn't make a lot of sense. You know what I mean? But that's how awesome God is. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. See, that's super smart. When you don't get it, all you can say is, it must be brilliant. Some sort of brilliance. He is. He's very smart. Anyways, okay, check it out. City of David, also known as Bethlehem. Bethlehem translates to the city of bread or the town of bread. What is Jesus Christ? He's the bread of life. Isn't that awesome? That is so cool, man. There's millions of these little nuggets throughout the scripture, man, that just shows you when you read the word of God has satisfied some of the smartest people that have ever lived. You're not too smart to accept this Bible. Nobody in here had to check their intellect at the door. You know what I mean? This is the real deal, man. This is what it's all about. Amen. You've got to get this. Amen. Let's get it today if you haven't. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. That's awesome. Little tiny baby. That's the creator of the universe. Is wrapped in swaddling clothes, completely dependent on a little girl and a man to take care of him. You know what I mean? We can't say that Jesus, he can't identify with the pains that I've went through. He doesn't understand the temptations and the problems that I face. Oh, yes, he does. He knows exactly what you're going through. Amen? He's been tempted in every possible way. You know what I'm saying? His humanity has been tempted in every possible way. Can I get a witness? He didn't give in to any of it. He knows what it feels like to be rejected by somebody he loves. He knows what it feels like to be rejected by his creation. You know what I mean? He knows what it feels like. Whatever you're going through, amen, he knows exactly what it feels like, and he's concerned about you, and he loves you very much. Amen. Can I get a witness? And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. This is really cool. Did you know this yet? Did you know about the sheep and the lambs? I think I talked about this before. Pretty sure. The sheep and the lambs, the Bethlehem. That's where they kept the sacrificial lambs and the Passover lambs for the feast. So right around the way from Bethlehem was Jerusalem, where the temple was, where they would do these sacrifices. Are y'all with me so far? Who laid down their life on a cross in Jerusalem? Jesus Christ, right? And he was born in Bethlehem. Okay. The lambs that are to be sacrificed in Jerusalem were kept in Bethlehem. Am I not explaining that right? Or, you got it? Okay. Okay. Because that's like super awesome. That's pretty coincidental. You know? See, I told y'all I was smart. I mean, isn't that amazing? Just one of them little things, man, that God shows you. It's like, Jesus Christ was born in a manger in Bethlehem in a feeding trough for animals. Amen. And he will make that journey to Jerusalem and lay down his life just like these sheep. Okay. Jesus Christ is the lamb slain before the foundations of the world. Amen. That's awesome. Before you were ever born, before one brick was laid in the foundation of this earth, God had decided that there would be a sin problem, and when that arises, he would lay down his life for us. Amen? We're blessed. Amen? Merry Christmas. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, thank you that we're an excited bunch. We're not worried about finding the perfect gift or receiving the perfect gift because you have already provided the perfect gift, Lord. Thank you that we will be stoked about that. Lord God, thank you, Father, that during this time we will have a powerful witness for you, Lord, that we will have a hunger and thirst to give you praise and to give you glory and to be what you've called us to be, Lord. Thank you for a boldness in us and an excitement in us, Lord. We love you and praise you. Thank you for blessing Brother Donnie as he goes into surgery tomorrow, Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing everybody who's been going through a hard time. Bless Ellen and her family and the Martins and their family and so many people in this congregation that have suffered. Lord God, just bless them. Bless them and give them peace and give us joy. We love you. We praise you. And everybody in the church said, amen. All right. So next Saturday, we have the first aid thing. I hate to put you guys on the spot, but I need a ride. Who's taking my plan? Is anybody coming to this first aid thing? Raise your hands if you're coming. Okay, I'll be there then. Okay. If you did the CPR, you should try and make this happen, okay? It's very important. I don't want to be the only one knowing how to bandage folks. All right? Anyways, love you guys very, very much. Tomorrow, 12:30, Men's Bible Study, Whataburger on Stewart Street. You should be there. Pray for Donnie. He's having eye surgery tomorrow. Pray for, you see a vacant seat. Pray for that person. You know, Aunt Diane or Bonnie Brown's not here, so we want to pray for her. Love you guys very much. I'll see you Wednesday. We got a lot of good stuff going on Wednesday nights. We got something for every age group, except we don't have childcare at this time. Starts at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We love you. God bless you. Donnie, hey, just take us out in prayer real fast.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Father God, as we go into Christmas, Father God. Lord, let us be a witness to someone. We pray for those who are not able to be here today, Father God. Give us blessings. We can bless someone. In Jesus' name, amen.